Shavuos Avreichem Kuf Yud. And the Rebbe is talking about instructions that affects a person that comes from the outside. He's talking about different types of instructions and where they come from. So there's a instructions that comes from outside of the person. For instance, that he hears a niggun, he gave an example, and that causes, the niggun causes his structures either for simcha or for shvirus alev. So he writes, Ashkar, thank you. Kufyut on the bottom. Kain gamba isin his structures, his structures mimin hash shengi. Shehin below lavush. Gracious call alta mahila says ba kfisha ila lubchalavakish ejadava gufani. When a person has this kind of hisrakshis, that he's feeling emotionally charged in such a way that was affected, something that happened outside of him affected him in such a way, then the Rebbe says he should be careful. Al tamay alas is ba kafisha ayla alib chalavakish ezadar v'gufani. Not to necessarily act upon that very compulsively and without thinking. Just whatever comes into your heart, to ask for something that you need, that physical, he explains, one has to look carefully at that. In dakus ruach hatamargish bekirbecha, oz his bainin bain chalevein atzum chaleima ulai asisi ezechet lemikvar. The person feels a certain dakus ruach, in other words, a tzibrochen kait, or he feels a little bit low. So then, his bainin bain chalevein atzmcha, then one should look, he should look carefully in himself. Lema ulai asisi ezechet lemikvar. Why do I feel this way? Why is it that something has caused me to feel this way? What's going on inside of me? And perhaps there was something that I had done, a certain chait, a certain aveir that I had done recently, or something that, anything that I shouldn't have done or I shouldn't have said, a davar namoch hasisi, a thing that wasn't good, wasn't right, a dibarti, or I said, a chashavti, I thought davar sheino hogun, something that was not proper. Hein ani eini yadei oisam ki b'chipazon hasisi. I can't even remember, I might not even know exactly what it was. It was something that just happened quickly and I wasn't thinking about it, but it could be something that was wrong. And all the years of my life are just passing so quickly with confusion. Why is it that a person will feel all of a sudden sad or depressed? I mean, using the example of a niggun, he could hear a niggun like that 1,000 other times, and it won't have that effect upon him. But now he hears this niggun, and the niggun, let's say, it's a song that's a sadder song, and the person begins to feel very, very sad, very tzibrochen. So he has to think about, what is it? Why is it having this effect upon me? And it's very difficult to know, because a person doesn't realize all the things that are happening that he's done, and he doesn't think about them necessarily. But nafshi nilka v'nechla. But the nefesh, the soul of a person, even though it could be that he said something or thought about something, did something, and he didn't pay attention to it, but it was something that wasn't proper, it wasn't holy. And as a result of that, and with many things like that in life that we do without thinking about them, the nefesh, the soul of a person, is hurt. It's wounded. Nilka v'nachla, it's wounded, and it's not well. V'ganachas atomi ka'ev liba. I might not be able to think of any specific reason. Why is it that I'm so upset? Why am I so sad? Why do I feel so depressed about something that I about things I don't know about anything that should be so depressing? There's nothing that's happening that's so upsetting. So the Rebbe says that a person has to realize that it could be that something from the outside set off the example of a niggun that's a slower sadder niggun, that it was ma'ayrer the nefesh. A niggun, as we're going to talk about very soon, a niggun has a tremendous kach to be ma'ayrer the nefesh. But it could be something else, not just the niggun, something that a person saw. That's ma'ayrer the nefesh, and a person doesn't know why he's beginning to feel sad. And it could be, the Rebbe says, that there was some sort of there was a recent chait, something that wasn't right, and the nefesh was covered with klipas, was covered, and as a result of this external hisairus, something that a person saw or heard, whatever it is, so because there's a hisairus, then the nefesh that is injured, that's wounded, that's in pain, becomes like an exposed nerve. And the nefesh is crying out, not because of that niggun, per se, or not because of seeing something that's upsetting or whatever it might be, or what happened on the outside, but because in the pnimius there's this unresolved situation of a chait, of a sin, and the nefesh, since the nefesh is in pain, it is being, now you're able to hear the cry of the nefesh because of this external hisairus that has taken place. So v'ikanachas atam mikaev liba, the nefesh is crying out, there's a pain that she feels. V'hi hamadake esruchi, and this is causing this feeling of oppressiveness, of sadness. Yesh va'achar chafisa kala timsa kadavar hazeh, and therefore when such a thing happens and you're feeling this way and it's unaccountable, you can't explain, it's not in the beginning, you don't know why you're feeling this way, and you try to make a cheshbon hanefesh to understand and to think, what is it that I could have done, what happened recently. And to admit to oneself that there was something that I could think of recently that I did that wasn't right, or I spoke about, or I thought, shalika hagen. And the Rebbe says, this is a simen muvak, this is a clear simen. Shakasha ach timsa zakilkel, the Rebbe says on page Kufir Aleph, that the moment that you detect the kilkel, the moment that you identify the wrong action, the wrong thing that you did or thought about or said, that you identify it, and you think perhaps this is something that is causing my nefesh this pain. So he says, Shakasha ach timses akilkel, just by being able to find that problem, oz miyad, immediately, yakala libcha hanirka, it'll become, your heart, you'll begin to feel less depressed. You'll begin to feel a little bit better. Just by being able to find that, and to think about it, and to acknowledge that. But it's not enough just, of course, that you have found it. Even by finding it, just by detecting it, and by acknowledging that this is something that's wrong, and by being honest with yourself, that itself will bring relief, some degree of relief from the sadness. But the Rebbe says, but don't stop there. Don't stop there. I would like to stop it by mitzia levada. Ragam to kabel al atzmach shalei lahaisip kazais. Be makabel upon yourself that you're gonna try to be better in that. You're gonna try not to repeat that, to do that again. I have be kabel levada let to stop it, and that also is not enough. Just a kabbalah, just to make that decision. It's not enough just to think inside of what I'm saying. I don't want to do that again, and help me not to do that again. That's of course a very, very good start. But the main thing is, the Rebbe says, once you've identified the problem, and you've decided that you want to improve that, then in order to feel bamis, that stone lifted off your heart, you have to begin to think of different aches and tachbulas, to think of strategies, of making an actual plan of what you can do to prevent this from happening again, to make an actual aches and tachbulas of what you could do. It was lemaisa to figure things out, not just some broad general thought like, I really don't want to do that again, and help me not to do that again, although that's very good. But that general thought, that general Kabbalah that the person makes, even though it will help, but it's not going to cure the problem. When the person actually rationally figures out Gedarim and Eitzes that he begins to put into action, let's say he knows that when he goes to a certain place, whatever it is, it's not good for him, or there's a certain so-called friend that has a bit hashpa on him, and as a result of that hashpa, he knows that he got involved in something, he did something, he says something when he's with this guy that he shouldn't do. So then he doesn't just think to himself, I'm really going to try to avoid that person as much as I can, or I'm going to try to stay away from that place and so on. But he makes actual kabbalas about how he's going to go about doing that. Lemaisa, how he's going to carry that out, and how he's going to avoid and so on, and where he's going to go, and how he's going to live and so on. Well, of whatever aces he can think of for a game plan, lemaisa, to keep him away from that situation. So then he'll begin to feel the whole thing being lifted from his heart, the whole sadness that being lifted from his heart. Only when he actually sees that he's taking measures, lemaisa, not just a nice idea that I want to be better, but he's practically going about the business of change. So then that original his structures, once the person thinks about it and works it through, then it could be a tremendous to'elus, benefit for the person to change his life, to make tremendous improvements in his life. If not, then of course, inside of himself, the nefesh, even though it feels a little bit better, even though inside he feels a little bit better because at least he's identified the problem, but then if he doesn't make any practical effort to change the problem, so then once again the sadness sets in, maybe not as strong, but it sets in because inside the nefesh knows that this is unresolved and that there's nothing that's happening here. And therefore the nefesh continues to cry in the pain of a situation that harms it and hasn't been changed. The Rebbe says that the second that you admit to yourself, this is something, this is a kilkel inside of me, this is something that I've done that many times, isn't it? And I shouldn't do it, or I thought about it, said whatever it is. So that immediately brings a feeling of yakel alibcha hanitka, that there's the heart lightens up a little bit. But to the degree that a person continues with that kabbalah and tries to think of eitzes and tachbulas and begins to carry them out, so then he lifts himself up out of that dikaon, out of that sadness. Avabeni matzasa sibas dikutsu ruchacha ata benimloi matzasa. could be that right now you didn't find the cause for this sadness. You don't know what it is. You do or you don't, you're not sure. Ben im loimat sasa, ben hi yisvakshu shal dikas ruach, ben im hi yisvakshu shal simcha. Or it could be that it's not a hisrakshus of sadness, but there's a hisrakshus of simcha. That there's a sudden feeling of joy. Again, coming from something on the outside, you see something, you see some kids playing, and it makes you very happy. You hear a nigun of simcha, it makes you very, very happy. But there's a hisrakshus that you don't quite understand where it's coming from. Whether it's from the first type that we were learning about that comes on its own, not from some outside source, or there's this iris from the second type, from the outside, however the hisrakshus comes, and whether it's a hisrakshus of sadness or is a hisrakshus of simcha, the Rebbe says, havichas alecha v'al tavra kalachayat. He says, be careful with it. And don't let it just pass. Kilachayad. Don't let it just pass. Don't ignore. Don't ignore any hisrakshus there, he says. Whatever type of hisrakshus it is, don't ignore it. Why? We learned about this. Rabbi talks about this in all of his svarim. Nafshecha knaf hayshita maher v'chaskeyu. Whenever there's a hisrakshus, whether it's from inside or something that happens to you that you see or experience on the outside, whether it's something that is sad or joyous, at that moment, your soul is reaching out a hand. Your soul is reaching out. Your nefesh is crying out and wants your attention. So, Maher v'chaskeyu. The Rebbe says, quickly to take hold, echoyz bay v'al tarpeyu. Your nefesh is reaching out her hand. So quickly grab that hand, v'al tarpeyu, and don't let go. Harchev is hagashos chazu. Take that feeling, and harchev is hagashos chazu. And use it and be marchiv it, go into it deeply and expand that hargasha into the world of Kedusha. Draw it into the world of Kedusha. Emor eze pirkei tehillim hamatimim lamatzav ruchacha hazeh. Try one of the strongest eitzes is try immediately to say some kapitel tehillim that correspond, those different kapitlach tehillim that are mati'imim l'matzav ruchacha hazeh, that correspond the matzav ruach that you're feeling, the mood, the hargosha that you have, try to say some kapitlach tehillim. Kadesha tespashet hisrak shuscha ba'arech va'aymek. So that you're feeling, so that the hisrakshus should be able to be mispashe, to spread forth, ba'irach in length, ba'imek in depth. Yoisa harifa tia, uzman yoisa arach tisha v'leirak kasoif ayin. And say these kapitlach, but not just quickly. When you go through the kapitlach, you'll see that the feelings, the emotions that you have, whether of joy or the emotion, again, the tachlis is not of sadness, but of shvirus aleva, of tzibrachinkeit, won't just quickly pass, but they'll become sharper and deepened. Im daka ruchacha, if you feel a certain sadness at tzibrachinkeit, Emar, he gives examples of kapitel tilin that you could say with that feeling. That when a person is in that matz of dika'on, of feeling a certain sadness, a shivan halev, those kapitel of gimel vav yud yud gimel tazayin yud zayin chav beis chav hey, lamin aleph lamin chesman beis befrat nun aleph, shatar b'leimah, say these kapitel a lot, v'chen kadoyme. V'mitzvakshusha ato yishal simcha, and if you're feeling, for whatever reason, you're feeling a sense of joy, of simcha, don't let that pass. Don't just let that feeling pass. As emor pirkei tehillim, then you should say kapitlach of tehillim, ha-maisif misayirish ha-simcha, that will add, increase, and expand the borders of this isra'ashis of simcha that you have. Kagoyin, for instance, these kapitlach aleph, ches, tes, yud, ches, yud, tes, chav, gimel, chav, dal, chav, zayin, chav, tes, lamed, lamed, gimel, lamed, dal, b'chol shayar, shivas, v'tishbochus, that a person should have these kapitlach and other kapitlach, he should have them written in his tilm. There's a booklet that I have at home that was put out by one of the seminaries, the yeshivas, my daughter, I think, brought home from one of the schools in Eretz Yisrael, that are very, very chosh of a thing. I couldn't find it for a long time, but somebody asked me and I found it recently. There's a booklet that has from the Aleph Beis, all different types of hisrakshias, all different things, let's say a person is worried about, or nervous about, or a person is happy about, different types of hisrakshias, like the Rebbe's talking about, and which kapitlach, in which of those, of the kapitlach of Tehillim, did David HaMelech focus on that inyan, on that hergish. It's a very, very helpful, it's a very helpful thing, that a person should be able to open up Tehillim and to say a kapitel over and over, and where David HaMelech was trying to help us in that particular inyan. If a person feels that he needs some strengthening and bitachon for whatever, so he's going through something, he needs chizik and bitachon, or he's worried about something with panos or somebody's health, or he's happy about something. Something that happened, let's say, with Panos, whatever it is, and all different inyanim, it's like an index to Sefer Tehillim, where it's by the inyanim that a person can open up his Tehillim, and right away, right when he has this hargosha, because the Rebbe says Mahir v'chaskeyu, you have to quickly take hold of the hand of that your nefesh is making itself known to you. That your nefesh was able to creep through some crack that was made in the harsh surface, because something happened either outside or inside, whatever it is, there's a crack, and when there's a crack, then the nefesh is reaching out, and Tehillim is one of the most powerful ways to take hold of that. Also, as I mentioned in the past, there are other tefillas. Tehillim is, of course, David HaMelech made for us such a thing, made for us Tehillim. It's the most powerful, powerful tefillas. But we have, over the years, other tzaddikim, and tefillas, and tchinas that we have, other svarim of tchinas and tefillas, many now that they came out with over the years, that they translated, they put together. Rabbi Nelson's Lukutei Tefillas, that now you can get acquainted with Inyanim also. Lukutei Tefillas was always very hard, it was very hard to figure out what's going on, because it was, you know, 300, 400 pages of tefillas, and it was very hard, there was no clear seder in the tefillas, and you were never quite sure where to open up. Even though there was already an index on different inyanim, but it was very hard to find and to work with. But now they're putting out Lukutei Tefillas and Rabbi Nelson that are divided up, or all the tefillas are divided according to inyanim. So even if you feel a hisrakshus, you know, for Eretz Yisrael, you feel a hisrakshus for a chaver, for a friend, whatever it is. So you could take Lukutei Tefillas, and it's all in the order of Aleph Beis, and they're the most beautiful, beautiful tefillas in the world, that on those in Yom. And it's a very powerful thing. Avokol shetoymar, loyseymer rak kemisper ma'ise ma'ashama, rak kemisaper ma'ise ma'ashama dovid ha'melech lefnei alfei shanim. But the Rebbe warns us, of course, that whenever you say Tehillim, you should never ever say the Tehillim like a ma'isa that happened to David HaMelech thousands of years ago. That you're reading about David HaMelech had problems on his madrega. Hashem, Marabu Tzorai, Rabim Kamalai, Rabim Oim Lanafshi, and Yishua Salah Bilkim Sela. You shouldn't You shouldn't read this about, well, David HaMelech, what he went through, he had Tzaras thousands of years ago, and he made this tefillah, maybe this can help me. That's not how you say Tehillim. Rakim Esapra Ma'isim HaShomer David HaMelech of Ne'alfei Shonim. Something David HaMelech said thousands of years ago. The way that you have to think when you're saying Tehillim, which is the true way of thinking, is Rak Ilu Tikein David Zayis V'miskaven B'Shvilcha. The way that a Jew thinks when he says Tehillim is that when David HaMelech composed, when he wrote this capital, he had me in mind. He had me in mind. He saw me. He saw me. Dar dar v'darshav. As we know that the Baruch Shalom showed the tzaddikim, says about Adam Rishon, about Moshe Rabbeinu, and says in the Svamak Darshan that David HaMelech, when he wrote Tehillim, and that particular inyan, let's say he was writing about, that he sang about, that capital, he looked in, and he was shown in the future every single Yid that would need that Yeshua. He saw every single Jew who would need that particular Yeshua. And there, when he wrote the capital, so David HaMelech saw that. And when you come to that time in your life, and that inyan in your life, so David HaMelech is calling out, no, I wrote this for you. I wrote this capital for you. That when you would have in the future at this exact moment that you would need this Yeshua or an inyan of Simcha, that you'd be able to be mechazik that feeling of Simcha and use it as a way of getting closer to the Baruch Shalom. So David HaMelech says, I made this capital for you. When you say the words Lamashal of Tehillim, Keli Keli Lama Zavtani, Rabbeinu Shalom, my God, why have you left me? Why have you abandoned me? The way to say that is Titzayir, imagine in your mind. Don't just say it like it's an old Maisa that happened and David HaMelech had some inyan and you really feel bad and you hope that it worked out for him. But the tzayish ata emilif nekisei akovin. When David HaMelech said those words, Keli, Keli, lama zavtani, he was saying those words for you, to have those words, to say to Hashem, and imagine then in your mind, shata emilif nekisei akovin, that you are standing, mamish, in front of the kisei akovin, that you're standing by Hashem's throne, and you're pouring out your heart, you're crying out, Keli, 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 Lama Azavta, I see. Rabbi Shalom, I feel that you've left me. I feel that you're no longer with me. I don't feel your presence in my life. Yes, Mishpachti, my family, Yes, Kol Yisrael, where are you? Lo Mistarta Panecha. And you could add words, of course, your own words. Why do you hide yourself from me, from all of us? It's so dark for all of us. That's how you say Tehill. Let's say when you have this feeling, like you can't. You have to be careful to not let it pass, but as quickly as possible to do something. So now you can say Tehillim. For whatever reason, you can't say Tehillim, or you can't take out a sefer, or whatever it is, Musa, Chassidus, and to learn it with that hispilus, with that feeling, which is also a very, very powerful thing, right? We've been learning about to take out a sefer and to learn it with the hispilus, with the hisragus. So right now you can't do it. As daber me'atzmacha, then in your own words, say divrei yishtapchus hanefesh l'Hashem. Say words of yishtapchus hanefesh, of an outpouring of the soul, sincere and warm words, the shivras ruach, the tzebrachenkeit, v'zroimus hanefesh, v'simcha l'fi matzev v'saris nafshecha ata. If it's a feeling of sadness, or it's a brachenkai, then speak words of Hishtapchus HaNefesh, with shivas with shivas ruach. And if it's a feeling of simcha that you have, then also that wherever, however that mood came upon you, means that your nefesh is reaching out to you, and say in your own words, diburim of his roimus and nefesh and simcha and joy, lefi matzav his oiris nafshecha ata, according to this matzav ruach that you're feeling right now. Lamashal, for instance, you could say, Emmar, he says, say, Rabbanu shel olam avi malki, master of the world, my father, my king. Hoy kama rachek ani mimcha umikidushascha. How far I am from you and from your holiness. Sof kol sof, my yia imardi. Sof kol sof, in the end, what's going to be with me? Hein reitza ani, each time I want to again to become better. The shuv writes, and I try again. I want, each time I want, I want. When the koma kom hinani shakua kivivitza. But I feel like I'm just stuck. I'm sinking in the swamp. I don't know. I want, and I always think that I'm going to change, but I'm just hinani shakua. I'm just stuck in the filth. Rabbanu Shalom, Rachim lo alai. Rabbanu Shalom, have Rachmanis on me. Shesof kol sof, that akarv atzmi alecha, that finally I should cook your base. That finally I should be able to bring myself closer to you. Hale vayishia oisi, lift me up and pull me out, save me from this. Ves kol yisol baruchmius v'gufanius, and all Jews, whatever they're going through, spiritually and physically, whenever you call out to Hashem, you should always try to say something for other Jews, not just for yourself. Always include yourself within Klal Yisrael. Whenever you have an inyan that you ask Hashem for yourself, always ask it for other Jews. And even if it's not a specific person that you mention, but say for all yidden that have this inyan what I'm going through, to help them together with me. It is a very, very powerful thing to include yourself with other yidden. And to help chsadim tayvim, chsadim niglim, chsadim tayvim, chsadim niglim. Everything that Hashem does is a chesed. It should be chsadim tayvim, but it should be in a good way. I know that everything you do for me, Rabbi Shalom, is good, but I don't always feel that it's good. Please, Rabbi Shalom, it should be a chesed that is good. That I feel it's good. As I told you, that the tzaddikim say, "Hod l'Hashem ki tov ki l'olam chazdei." Everything Hashem does is chesed. But Rabbi Shalom helped that it should be Yom Na Yisrael. We should also be able to say that it's chesed. Yom Na Yisrael ki l'olam chazdei. We believe that it's all good, but let it be so. Should be chesed and tovim and niglim and pshutim. Always daven for that. That the chesed, when you ask Hashem's Baruch to help you. So say that it should always be in a way that's chesadim pshutim, chesadim niglim, chesadim tayvim. It should be in a way that I see that it's good, because everything the Baruch Shalom does is good, and any service that we have is good for us. But it should be that you should help me and bring me Yeshua, but it should be in the way of chesadim gluyim and tayvim, and for all Jews only chesadim tayvim, chesadim niglim. That we should be able to serve you be'emes in truth, be'simcha with joy, be'kedusha be'tahara. And of course, at this point, like he often does, I mean, there are things that the Rebbe, you know, the Rebbe wrote the sefer in Lashon HaKodesh, but Mama Lashon, the language that the Jews of Europe that they grew up with, and that they were. That they heard their mother sing to them, and that was the language, that was their mamalashin. Rabbanu Shalom Av Yamalki Gevald, Yivait Benech, from there, how far, Rabbanu Shalom Gevald, my father, my king, I'm so far from you. From Dan Kedusha, I mean, my Yiddish is not good, but we'll plow through it. Was Vetvat Zain, Chvil und Chvil, I want, I want, Chvil und Chvil, I want, I want. Und Chligvi in a Zump. And I'm lying down like in a swamp. A zump sounds like a swamp. But I checked it with my father. I thought it was. I thought it was, but I asked. So I called him. I said, "Daddy, what's a zump?" He says, "Well, what do you want to know what that is?" I says, "Well, I'm just learning something." He says, "Well, a zump." Rabbi Shalom, have rachmanis on me. Rabbi Shalom, have pity on me. As I'll fart mech, the car of his eye said, "Dear, bring me close to you. Hey, may I rise from the zump. Help me out from the swamp. And help me on all Yidden. Help me in all Jews, beruchnis, beguchnis. Help me in all Jews, spiritually and physically, mchsadim toivim, mchsadim niglim. As mazal de dinin be'emes besimcha dusha tahar. They should be able to serve you, that all of us should be able to serve you be'emes in truth. Besimcha bedusha v'tahara. Besimcha kedusha and tahara." And of course, for most of us nowadays, Yiddish is not going to help. So we say it in English, in the language that each person, what he has is his own mamalosh, and to use his own mamalosh. Uvechulam kemitzvah Ramban zatzal hanal. Hayin l'shetishtad l'asay says, eize mitzvah l'lmay tayru. But all of this, the Rebbe reminds us at the end of this parak, all at the end of this chelik of the parak, all of this, he says, don't ever forget the Ramban of im ta'irum ta'iru as ahava chetach. But it's not enough just to say words. The words, you begin with the words, because wherever you are, you're at work, you're on the train, you're feeling a certain way, you're at home, you could always take a few seconds and go on the side and to say something like what we're talking about. But the Ikka, he says, afterwards, it's not enough just to say some words, or a kapitel tehillim, but you have to make your shtetl as soon as possible to do something. It's eize mitzvah, luma Torah, to do a mitzvah for somebody, to put it into a kelim, to take the feeling, to put into kelim of a davar shebekdusha, to put into kelim, to do a mitzvah, a davar tov, Chesed, whatever it is, a bikicholim, a tzedakah, even if it means to go to the pushkin, to drop according to the pushkin. But don't just leave it, not stop. To put aside, if there's no pushkin where you are, to put the money aside, to separate in your pocket a dollar and to put on this. But there should be epis, some dovet toiv, a divine mitzvah that the person does, or a lumay tayra, or to take. As soon as you can, to sit down and to grab a Mishnah, something from the Svar Makdashim. A person should always have a sefer with him wherever he goes. A kagal, wherever you go, you should always take a sefer. There's no reason that a man whose Shemitah Mitzvah should ever be any place without a sefer. Or nowadays, you could photostat a few pages. If you don't want to schlep, you know, it's hard for you to go to carry things, you know, where you're going. You don't want to. Everybody should have in his pocket there, and should carry with him a photostat of something from Mishnayis or something from a sefer that he likes. He should never ever go any place without a sefer, ever. And a person should be able to any time to take out and to look at a page. Even you go to a chasana, and it's I don't think it's so. People walk around, I'm a svar at a chasana, I'm a subak, even though I've done it myself on occasion. But I'll only do that if it's somebody that let's say my wife has a, maybe it's not so nice, but my wife has some friend that's marrying off a kid, and I really don't know anybody, so I'll take a sefer. But that's not really such a nice thing to do. I always feel that I shouldn't do it, and then at the end I usually don't look inside, because it doesn't look so nice in a chasna of people sitting with a, you know, because to carry around, because when you carry around the sefer, you know, you could say l'shavach l'gnai. I don't think it's necessarily such a nice thing, but there's so much wasted time nowadays at the chasnas. It's unbelievable. So even sitting, you could sit at the chuppah for half hour until the procession, you know, until the first batter is up. You could sit there for half hour. Okay. So you're sitting next to chaver, you could. But it's a very, very holy time, the chuppah, and you could sit, you know, you could sit with one of the guys, and it could be kalas reish by the chuppah. It could be big kalas reish. It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to stam. So to, you're sitting at the chuppah. So the girls like to daven. It became a very big thing, and it's nice. It's a shas kosher, and it's certainly an eserot. And so a lot of the girls, so now I think they put a lot of chasnas. You have papers when you get to your chair. They have different tefillas. Okay, that's a nice thing, but you don't have to do that. But whatever you feel like doing. So if you take a photostat of something from a sefer, you have a photostat of a mishnah, of a gemara, of something that you're doing. And you know, by the chuppah, if you're able to have a little quiet moments, you know, you don't have to have a conversation with somebody about this or that. You could learn through mamish. You could learn through a blat gemara. You could go through blat gemara sometimes, even with Rashi and Tosfos. You can go through. There's time by a lot of the chuppahs to learn through, and to sit on this, to sit over there quietly, and to look at this page, and to learn. A person that doesn't have a head for learning, so then you could take a say some tefillas to do something. It's nice, Ratzon, instead of stam sitting around and talking, if it's possible. Again, I'm not saying not to be friendly. If you have a friend that's near, you can talk, and someone's, and then not to make anybody crazy. But you have a shas. Yeah, you could do that. And then when you come in, then the second main period of time of waiting is until the chasn kal come out for the first dance, right? That could be an hour, sometimes an hour and a half, right? It could be an hour and a half until the chasn and kala. They could already be making bar mitzvah sometimes. So the chasn and kala come out from the heichal hakodesh with the pictures, the photographers. So you could have the, and then you could have the time. You could mamish, sit there, you could learn something. Again, if you have close chaverim, it's hard. But that's another thing, at the chasnas, maybe, if you find, I don't know, I find that it's like almost impossible to talk, and it's a strain. Like, I have to talk a lot with the different things, but it's so loud, the music, you can't, it's very hard to, you're really screaming it, and screaming. How you doing? What? How you doing? What? How you doing? You know, if you have to make such a style, it's just to ask somebody how you doing. It takes like a whole avoider because there's so much noise and it's so loud, and it's such a brach if a person is able to look at a paper and to learn a little bit. And so a person should always try to have with him stam. A person should have with him a sefer in the car, to have a tilim, to have a sefer that you like, to always keep with you when you go someplace. You could never tell you have a few minutes to chaperein, to learn something at Dvar Hashem, a good vart, to see something. And certainly, when a person has what the Rebbe is saying, a person has a hargosha. And that you should take the hargosha, and you should learn something, then it has a tremendous, tremendous impact upon the person. It has a tremendous effect upon the person. And Gimel, the Rebbe, talks about something that's very fascinating, very remarkable. And those who are not familiar with this, and we have different sensibilities these days. Drinking. A glazel brachman, like they say, a little schnapps can go a long way. And the Rebbe, of course, warns the chassidim about how this is to be done. Since, remember, it was common practice, it was and it still is among chassidim to have a little bit of help with the hisrakshas. And that's something which our parents, our grandparents, our Zaydis and the Elta Zaydis, all of them, they were very familiar with that. But remember, and we know that, because in general, not always, but in general, these were people of self-control who were very God-fearing. So whatever mashke they had was a mashke that was only levisume, to enhance, to bring out something in a beautiful way. Not chas v'shalom for the sake of drinking, and people that are not in control of themselves, and their drinking becomes a tachlis. In other words, that the goal becomes to feel a certain way, as opposed to Dveikus Bashem. Where there were Jews, and there still are Jews, that they are able to use that as a means of helping with the Dveikus Bashem, not because they just enjoy the feeling. And therefore nowadays, for many, many for young people, Ein Malababa, but even for most people nowadays, it's not such a good Eitzah. Because we're in such a matzav of shiflus, we're in such a low place, that the drinking itself can become a tachlis, and it becomes, it's not a way of avaydis Hashem, it's a way of avaydis atzmai, and just, it's another taiva. It's another taiva. For those who have seen old Jews and how they use a little schnapps, or have been and know a fabrengim, of tzaddikim, of chassidim, and how the mashke is used in a holy way, it's a very, very beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. But because the borders are very weak, and we're not people of big Yiras Shemayim, so it's a very dangerous path. The Rebbe talks about it. Chassidim always tried very much to take feelings, even though they didn't know why they had those feelings, moods, feelings, and to bring them into Avodas Hashem. Right, also pulas chitzanias, and therefore they would do certain things. They would do certain pulas. La ayra isa, that even if they didn't have that feeling to begin with, they would do some things to be ma'ayra, an emotion, to put themselves into a mood, to break through the klipas, to open the heart up. They would engage in certain things to open the heart. Rabbi talks, of course, about Nigunim and other things, Nikudim, which are the safer and more more universally acceptable and effective ways of doing this. But the Rebbe is telling us the truth was and is that the Chassidim always valued the importance of a hisrakshus, of an emotion, and not, God forbid, to be with a heart that's stone. So in order to break open the klipa that covers the heart, Chassidim would engage in certain things. And we find this in the earliest form of the Talmud Yavol Shem and the Hanhagis of the Tzaddikim, so that they would be able to have a feeling of his sractures. And you know that the drinking could either, it could cause a hisalus of simcha, it could cause also a sadness. But to take the emotion and then to follow it up with what we're talking about. So to initiate a feeling from the outside on purpose. Ki av shestias hamashke yayin tzor v'chadoyma, the drinking schnapps, v'chadoyma hanog b'chassidim inyan godol ba. That is the custom of the Chassidim, is a big Inyan. It's not stam. But of course it's only a big Inyan by big Chassidim, by great people. Or else it's just, you know, a guy's an alcoholic. V'hi me'ein v'yovel ayayin v'yesht, that we see this in Tanakh. That in order for Yitzchak Avinu to draw upon himself the Shechina in the most powerful way, and to open himself up, all the tzinayros, all of those amazing pipelines of all the kaiches of bracha in Yitzchak Avinu, v'yovel lo yayin v'yesht, there would be a l'chaim. I mentioned to you many times, it's in next week's parasha. I mentioned many times, if you look at the Me'er Shiloach, he doesn't say out this in these exact words, but this is what he's saying, Lamaisa. The Me'er Shiloach explains why, if you look in the Parasha Shlach, it was a really, really upsetting, you know, it's an upsetting parasha. Mm-hmm. Because you had the whole Ma'isa of the Meraglim with the spies, and then that was it, you know, then the Gzeru was that we were stuck in the Midbar for all those years, that we're going to be in the Midbar for all those years. So the Me'er Shiloach Ishbitzer says that after the whole Ma'aseh and Raglam, the Baruch Shem gives two mitzvahs in the parasha to Klai Yisrael. So he gives the Nisach HaYayin, the Baruch Shem reveals the mitzvah of Nisach HaYayin, of the wine by the Mizbeach, the Nisach HaYayin, and Challah, and the mitzvah of taking off from the flour, you know, from the dough, Challah. So what the Izbitzah says there is that after we heard the Gezeirah that we're going to be 40 years in the Midbar, there was such horrible tzebrachenkeit and depression by Klal Yisrael, and we just couldn't go anywhere, we couldn't move, we couldn't lift our heads up. Can you imagine such a thing? They were not going to touch us, the whole thing was so foul. So Baruch Shalom said to them, okay, Kindloch, look. He took out some mezainis and a glazel brachim, and that's what it says. The Baruch Shalom said, here, let's have a little bit of wine and some mezainis. We'll make a l'chaim, it'll be all right. That's what he says, are the mitzvahs of the Nisach HaYayin and Challah. They come after the Chetim Raglim. He says, what's it doing over there? Why Davka was the Baruch Shalom Megala? That's the Mishloch says that sometimes he just needs to have to make a l'chaim, to have a little mezainis, to be mechai himself. That gives a chiyus to a person. So there's an inyan gadol. It's a very, very big inyan. But of course you see, when you see that a person that Davka, this inyan in Avodas Hashem, is his favorite inyan. You know, when it comes to everything else, he's not so strong. But Davka, by this inyan, he's a big, big, you know, he's big hakpadis when it comes to that. That's always a siman that something is not right. Like, you know, if he doesn't daven really much and doesn't care to learn much, but when it comes to l'chaims, he's like very, very, very big on l'chaims. But it's an Indian god in Tanakh and in the Svarma Kedosha. And he told Esav to Litzai to go and to bring food to make a bracha. It's a very beginning. Vayin Bizar Kodesh told us. Vayover lo yayin. So he brought him wine. Remez me'asa racha karifle. So Rem is from a very, very far place, from a distant place, and what that means to open up like the Zohar Kodesh talks about over there, how all the tzinaris of Shefa or Bracha could be opened up by a L'chaim. So by the tzaddikim, it's a very, very big inyan. And we certainly don't have any shaykhs to what Yitzchak Avinu worked. That avoda was a Yitzchak Avinu to have a l'chaim and some mezainis and to prepare for a bracha in such a way. But every inyan gadol has also a side of it that's pashut, that's simple. Ubefrat lanu hapshutim, that can be used even by simple people like us. Vein hamikru yaitzim de pshuta. And there's a simple pshat in the Torah that the Torah is talking to each and every one of us in a simple way too. Hayayin sarf, schnapps, a drink, a l'chaim. Ma'ira is lev ha'ish. It has the ability to be ma'ira, the heart of a person, and misrakshiyosav, with all of the misrakshiyos of the person's heart. Va'oz ha'garua. And then a person who's not of the highest caliber. Afim enu mishtaker, even if he doesn't get drunk, but b'yisayrus ruchai achashtiyas amashke, when even a person who's not a great person, but by drinking he has yisayrus ruach, he has a strong, the emotions become highlighted. Achashtiyas amashke, after drinking something, moisif l'yisragesh el chayt vel pesha, u'moisif ha'ydez el ahalbish z'navshash n'ezgala miktsasa b'rarach malislam. He says that a person who is a low person, a garua, we see that even if he doesn't get completely drunk, he has a hisiris of his structures of feelings, and that's why what often happens is that he does worse, terrible avers. Why does he do that? Because he has, because it opens up taivis and hisrakshis and feelings and needs and emotions. So if he's a lower person, then he goes with that. And he's malbush the nefesh. Notice the nefesh is reaching out to him because of the drinking. But what this person does is, when he has those feelings, is that he buries himself into maisim, into thoughts, into words, into actions that are disgusting. And he's malbish berarachman al-son. It's something that's evil, chas v'shalom. That's when there's a Jew who's, God forbid, a garua, a low person. V'achosid bal ha-nefesh ha-machapis b'neiris es nafshish in this almabai. But if it's tzaddik, a chosid who uses this, a bal nefesh, a person who's in control of himself, a person who's an oivid Hashem, a person who's searching with the candles, with anything that he can to find his nefesh, to find his soul that's hidden in him. He's trying to find his soul, to get to his pnimius. Omer, hein rak mi mashkin deserati v'ayoda izgal atem mixes minavshi. It's true that through the schnapps, through the l'chaim, a little bit of my nefesh is mizgala. I'm able to pull off some of the coverings. Avol benkach o benkach minavshi nizgala mixes. But the mitzias is that my nefesh, however it happened through the l'chaim, but My nefesh is Nizgal is exposed. Achzik bekanfaza. I'm going to grab this wing. I'm going to grab the nefesh. V'le'apen, will not let go. V'avayd as avaydas Hashem benefesh gluya. And I'm going to use it in avaydas Hashem. V'loy rak efisha pala hamashke la'el galaisa. Ach ba'avadosi oistil galaisa besvakshus espailus afislavus. Not just to sit here the way that I feel because of a little bit of a drink, but I'm going to take this and go vaita more and more and more with avoida, to be megalit more with davening, with learning, with hispilus, hislavas. So the Rebbe says, and you too do this. Shaseim chavirecha chsidim balei nefesh. Be careful that, remember, all of them did that in those days. It wasn't such thing not to do that. He says, drink with your chaveim, but only with the chsidim of balei nefesh. With those who are seeking the Rebbeinu Shalom, a Balei Nefesh, who are in control. The Tachlis Zeh Ba'ifin Hazeh. For this Tachlis in this way. The Sabi Ba'i Srakshus HaNefesh V'Teisefes HaVayda B'Nefesh Gluya. To bring yourself to His Srakshus HaNefesh, to add in your Avaydas Hashem with a Nefesh, with a soul that's open and that's revealed. The Kevin Shal Kavana Zu Ba'achana Zu. And if you have this Kavana and you prepare yourself in this way, Uva Mesibas Mireim Chasidim Atam Ayuraisa, and you do this together with only at a specific time, with this purpose, with the other Chasidim, to Fabreng, not Stam, to have a drink, whatever. L'chein Gamrei Shisa Es Yisrakshus Azayis Astamis B'Levush Kodesh Targish B'cha. Even then, from the beginning, when you even begin to have a little bit, it'll be in a way of Kedusha, together with Negunim and everything else. Hisrakshus la'avayd la'mun liyos liyira la'havas Hashem, and will be with a hisrakshus that's holy, that's a hisrakshus of yira and a havas Hashem. Again, this is something that's generally, because of the changes that have taken place, is not alachatchil at all for b'nei d'oreinu.